Next case.
Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12486. Melissa Stoltz seeks variances from the side yard setback, rear yard setback and pool walkway requirements for proposed and existing structures. Sections 115.42, 115.183 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Park Circle within the Banksville Park subdivision. The 911 address is 36425 Park Circle, Ocean View, and the zoning district is GR, General Residential Zoning District. The tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 1299.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 4.4-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed addition. Staff have also noted that the existing pool to the rear requires a variance of 6 feet from the 6-foot rear yard setback requirement, along with a variance of 3 feet from the 3-foot walkway requirement for a swimming pool. Staff would note that we have received 3 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition and 1 mail return. The letters of support are from adjoining lot owners raising no objections to the proposed addition. Thank you.
Thank you. To be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Melissa Stoltz, 36425 Park Circle, Ocean View, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. I know how to clear out a place, don't I? good evening. Excuse me. I bought a modular home called a Class C in 2004. The lot size is 100 by 100. At that time, I obtained a septic plot plan, which showed the house 28 by 60. It was placed in the middle of the small lot with 20 feet on each side. The lot that I had bought had woods in it, so I had to have all the woods taken out. So I had to start from scratch. see attachment one, please. I left you an attachment. We had asked that the mobile home be placed a little closer to the right, so if we ever wanted to add on, we could. But it was put in the middle, so we thought. So we were still fine with it. That would have given us 20 feet on each side. So we didn't think there was a problem. So from 2004 till right now, I didn't realize, in July, I guess, when I had the surveyor come out, I didn't realize that it was not in the middle of the lot. It was too far, actually, to the left. And so what I'm asking for today is a variance to place a bedroom, actually, on the left-hand side. The current house has 3 small bedrooms, see attachment 2, I believe I sent it. And I'd like to add a 4th bedroom. Even though I have another home in Virginia, I'm retired now and I'm here probably 3/4 of the year. I have 2 grown children with spouses and I have grandchildren, and they come and visit often. My daughter comes quite often, she's a teacher, and she comes for the summer with her kids and during holidays. So the problem is the bedrooms are very small and both of my children with their families can't come and visit at the same time. When they do, sometimes they've had to stay with neighbors because the house is very small. So we need another bedroom. So cannot otherwise be developed besides the small size of the lot. The way the modular rooms were created, there's no way to build an extension except for on the left side. If we built it on the back, it would disrupt a dining room and part of a family room. And if we built it to the right, it would unfortunately take out the family room and a fireplace. And so the only real place to put it is on the left-hand side. So not created by the applicant. The difficulty was not created by us. We didn't realize until we started this request that our home is not directly in the middle of the lot. It wasn't until I looked at the plat that I realized that we had a problem. So I didn't know until recently I was going to need a variance. And I made a joke here that having grandchildren is not a difficulty either, because I keep having grandchildren and they want to come visit. Okay. So we'll not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The new room will not alter the character of the neighborhood. We have a builder that has said he could duplicate the addition with the same type of vinyl siding and roof pitch. And it will not also impair the development of any adjacent properties, as this is an older neighborhood and the house is already placed on the lots. We have the neighbor's blessings, which I forwarded to you, that have agreed that they are fine with us, with me building this lot. I was trying to get notarized letters, but they said I couldn't because it wasn't the correct kind of, I guess I didn't have the right form or something when I went to the bank. So I said here it's notarized, but it's not. But I do have their approval and their signed copies. There's no known further development in our subdivision because it's old, and so the public welfare will not change nor be a deterrent or detriment. We're asking for a 4.5 feet on the left side that will help me accommodate my family. The 16 length, we're asking the room to be 11 by 16, and the 16 isn't a problem because there's plenty of space. It's the 11 feet on the other side that I need, and actually it ends up being 10 by 15, the room, once they do the drywall. And I originally wanted it to be larger, to be honest, but when I got the survey and I realized that the lot was smaller than I thought, I said, okay, I can go with 11 by 16. The idea for the room is to put two sets of bunk beds, a crib, and a toy area for the kids so that they have their own bedroom and each one of the parents can have theirs. So if you see attached, I sent some pictures of the property, and nothing, the electric box, which is on the side, will not be hampered at all. It's just a cable box that will need to be relocated from what we want to do. So I'm asking for your approval for this variance because I really can't afford to move, and building on is would help us a lot. The second variance that I didn't know that I needed until the survey was a shed. Apparently I'm a few inches off. Here again, when I bought the property, it was all wooded, and my neighbor next door and I, we didn't have, when I built this shed about 8 years ago, we couldn't find the boundaries, so we thought we knew where it was, and so from where he and I thought it was, I measured in, and I thought my son built the shed, and so I thought that I had given it 5 feet, but I guess I'm a few inches off, so I'm asking that. And then there seems to be a problem with this darn pool of mine. And the problem that I'm really having is that when the surveyor came out, he told me he thought I needed to come back to the county at some point because he felt like I had 10 more feet out back than what was shown. And I showed you all pictures of where the pins were. And if you look at the pins, it clearly shows that I should have more space, so I didn't think my pool was a problem. I've had it up for 3 years and I just didn't.
It doesn't show that. It shows your pins on your property line and your pool is.
Well, his survey does, but did you see the pictures that I sent?
I did see them.
Okay.
But we go by what your lot is. We're not going into the 10 feet of somebody else's property.
Okay, because what I did was, because I was confused, and I'm still confused, to be honest with you, is that when I saw where the pin was, where your county pin was, because behind my house is a cul-de-sac, okay? It's not a house, it's a cul-de-sac. So I saw a pin back there, I saw two pins back there that I assumed was the county had put them up, and when I saw the pins, and I myself measured back, it was like it wasn't my property, my pool wasn't on the property. I still had 5 feet or so, and so I'm confused.
It's not your land, though, because your deed explained to your surveyor where your lot is. Same way with across the cul-de-sac. This could be the neighboring association's common ground.
There's actually a deed of easement that we have from the Bowerset Property Owners Association. Is that the one to the rear of you?
Yes, or is
that
your sir, it is.
Okay. So that 10-foot strip is actually a deed of easement to the county. And it's very clear that that is to be kept free of all obstructions. And the purpose there is for, it appears to be for sewer and stormwater and water mains. So that is count. That's an easement area of a county land, or it's basically a county easement area. It is, I gather, owned by that association. So that association owns that land with an easement dedicated to the county specifically, and that area is to be kept clear.
I understand that, I do. I guess my question is, and I don't know who to address this to, is that though when you measure it, and I understand the 10 feet, I truly do, but when I measured it, it's more like 20 feet. So I'm perplexed, and so is my surveyor. How come it's not just 10 feet? I don't understand.
It doesn't say here that it's got to be 10 feet.
Oh, I thought it had to be 10 feet.
Yeah.
Oh, then that's my fault, because I thought it was 10 feet. So when I measured it, it was 20. I was like, well, I don't understand this. So that's my fault. I thought it was 10 feet.
No. Nope. Okay, so we need to take care of your situation. That's why we're here tonight.
Okay.
So the above-ground pool is over your property line.
I guess it is, because I didn't notice it. I will if you ask me to.
Well, you're not within setbacks, so I guess if you're not requesting a variance. So,
well, I am. I'll request a variance. If
it's not been advertised, though.
It has. We've advertised for
side and rear.
Side and rear, as well as pool walkway requirements for proposed and existing structures. I think staff caught that in the review. So if I may, Ms. Stoltz, this board is looking at your variance request for the proposed addition, the variance for the shed on, and that's a 0.3 foot variance from the side yard for an existing shed that you put on the property, and then a variance from the rear yard for this above ground pool, and then the code requirement also has a 3 foot walkway requirement around pools.
There is 3 foot. That's the funny part. I measured it myself. It's 5 feet.
Looking at your survey,
yeah,
there isn't 3 feet. Your pool actually goes over your property line.
No, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So
I understand.
So what you're asking for from this board, or what we've advertised for, is for this pool as well as the pool walkway variance.
Okay.
If it's your position that you're saying, hey, I can do without that, and you're withdrawing that, that's fine. But if your position is that I would like to have those, and I believe I meet the standards, then you can do that, and it's up to the board to decide whether you meet those standards.
Okay,
so
I would like it.
I just want you to
be aware
that you have the option of saying, I withdraw it, or I wish to proceed with it. So
I have a question, Mr. Whitehouse. Why doesn't our application reflect the extra variances that you advertised for?
That's a good point. We did not go back. So the survey, this originally came in seeking the variance for the side yard, and staff picked up on the pool. We did not go back to amend the application form. So the application form states 4.5 foot variance from the required 10 foot side for proposed addition. So that's something we can get better on. We do often pick up on additional variances.
But you need to put it in here so that we know what we're talking about when we say something. Okay. Any questions from members of the board?
Yeah, ma'am, the trees, that's not yours either.
I'm sorry?
The trees behind the pool?
Apparently not. I honestly thought that some of them were, but I guess they're not.
So your pool is right on the line.
Well, so
the
it
walkway
says
is 3 foot onto them, on the other side.
That's correct. That is correct. I totally didn't understand that it wasn't just 10 feet. That's why I was confused at first, but now that you said it doesn't have to be that.
That's the easement they're on, right, Jamie?
So could you read what you advertised for then?
So the applicant seeks variances from the side yard setback, rear yard setback, and pool walkway requirements for proposed and existing sections. So we actually covered 115-42, 115-183, and 115-185, which allows for the board to act on this if they wish.
Couldn't you move the pool over here by this composite deck? You have a big open area there.
I could. I would prefer not, because if you see in the picture, I have it up against it's in a great location because I have the house here. I have the house here, and I have part of the deck here, and it fits nicely in that area.
I don't feel comfortable allowing the pool to stay where it is when that property is dedicated easement to the county for stormwater or sewer or drainage. We know we have enough problems with drainage in Sussex County. We don't need to be infringing on this.
How far over does it show that I am? It shows that I'm right on the line, right? So it's the 3 feet that you're talking about?
No.
I'm sorry.
Survey shows that you are 0.6 feet over your property line.
0.6, okay.
So your pool is over your property line by that amount.
Okay.
The code requires that it be 6 feet off of your property line.
I see.
So you are 6.6 feet further than where you should be. And then on top of that, you're supposed to have a 3-foot walkway around it.
I see.
So those are the issues that we got.
I understand that.
Yep.
I get it, okay. I'll just withdraw then the pool and I'll take it down. Because it doesn't sound like it's going to pass anyway, so I might as well just take it down.
That's up to you. We just wanted you to know what the issue that we have here. And I think what the chair was asking was, is there an ability for you to relocate that elsewhere on the property where you either would need?
She's right. She's right, I'm not going to disagree, she's absolutely right. There's an area there. It would take up the rest of our backyard, but it can be done. There wouldn't be any more backyard, but yes, she's right.
Just think you wouldn't have as much grass to cut.
Yeah, well, it's pretty much all sand anyway, so it's true. Is it possible, I have a question, is it possible that you can pass me on 2 of the 3 and not pass on one, or do I have to pass on all 3?
No, you could withdraw that pool and then.
Okay.
We'd have to vote on that to withdraw that out.
Yeah, I think probably the way to do it would be you would vote on those specific ones and, you know, and then you vote on the others.
And we're not doing anything with the sheds, correct?
No, they were not requested, but we did advertise for side yard, rear, and side and rear.
Looks like one of them's 5 feet from the
1.7.
Actually, one of them just is 4.7.
Because it's a 10,000 square foot lot, it's not under 10,000 square feet.
So, yeah, you raise a good point, Madam Chair. The small lot ordinance applies to lots that are under 10,000 square feet, not 10,000 square feet or above. So that's one of those things that it has come up before. I think staff has engaged in that conversation at various points of time. So I think the only variance is if the applicant's withdrawing the pool, it's just for the shed on the north side for a 0.3 foot variance, which could be handled administratively, but because we're here, that one is before you, as well as the addition on the south side.
I have some questions about the addition.
Sure.
In your picture that you have, where you have the line kind of drawn out where it would suggest it's going to be, and the tree right there, and I also see your neighbor's driveway. That is his driveway or their driveway.
Right. Uh-huh.
From the edge of your house, how far is that from the driveway? From the edge of where the proposed building is going to be, construction is going to be, how far is that from your neighbor's driveway?
Let's see, from the proposed, not from my house.
From the proposed.
It would still allow her about, let's see, 16. 6 feet?
6 feet from the edge of that to her driveway.
Maybe more than that, I'm sorry.
So if she's coming out 11 feet, that would be 5.5 from her property line. And then there's probably another 10 feet.
No, I see what you're saying. I'm sorry. I don't know the answer.
To the edge of her driveway.
Right.
Are you going to take that tree?
Yes.
Is that tree on your property? That tree's getting taken out?
It is getting taken out.
Are you going to put any kind of like buffer up or anything? Or is it just going to be, that's going to be the neighbor's view of your?
Yeah, it's not my tree. It's her
tree.
Oh,
it's not your tree.
She's taking it down. I'm going to pay for it, but she said take the tree down. And actually, I think she's might going to take a couple more trees down that have nothing to do with me.
All right. Good.
But, right.
Okay.
Did staff check and make sure we're good on all the other existing structures on the property?
Yeah, so the existing shed on the east side, actually no, north side, achieves point three, but Mr. Sharp's included that in the list of variances. The other shed achieves five and is under 600 square feet.
We have building permits and COs for everything, is what I'm asking you. While we're cleaning the house, cleaning everything up, we might as well do it all.
The other shed is under 600, though, and may be 5 feet, even on, even though it's not a small lot, it may be 5 feet. So that one, I can look it up as to whether it has a building permit and a CO, but it doesn't require a variance. The deck is the 16 by 16 deck is seven.
I do have building permits, but 7 feet, want to look it up.
And maybe within five, so just the addition, so. And the one existing shed, but I can look up the history if you need that, so.
Are there any other questions for members of the board? Mr. Sharp, did you have anything else?
Was there a reference to a septic system on this lot?
Yeah, we did. We had one when it first was built, but then our whole neighborhood had to go to city water. I believe it was 2009. So our septic got taken out.
Where was the septic located?
In the front yard.
In the front yard.
So your sewer is your sewer, is your septic, not the water. So do you have county sewer? You have county sewer?
Yeah. And we have city or whatever, county water.
Artesian water?
We've never had a well.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
So did the location of that septic previously affect the location of your house, do you know?
No, because we put it in when we got the mobile home. And so we had to put a septic in. We put a small one.
All right, you're not listening to me though.
I'm sorry.
So when you put your house there, mm-hmm. and you bought the house, our mm-hmm. lot, mm-hmm. you had to put it a certain place because it has to be so many feet from adjoining property or another dwelling. So that could have hindered where the house was set.
Okay.
You wanted it right in the middle.
I don't think it did, to be honest. I don't think, because I did want it in the middle, yes. But the septic was in the front yard. And I would say midware, if you see my front lawn there.
I see, and you have a circular driveway?
No, I don't know why it's on there. We don't.
Okay.
Sorry. I don't know why they put that in there. I think at one time we thought about it, but no, we have no circular driveway. Hmm. But right there where that circular driveway, it shows on there because I saw it on one too. That's where the septic was. It was out front there.
Out front. Mm-hmm. And your water line goes up the side of your property and into the house. Mm-hmm. On the right side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's confusing, I'm sorry.
And the only other question I have is, was there any HOA approval needed?
No, we don't have an HOA.
Okay, all right. I have no further questions, thank you.
Thank you.
And if I could assist, Madam Chair, the decks were permitted, the first deck was permitted in 2005 and CO'd in 2006. The second deck was permitted in 2011 and CO'd in 2011. And the screen porch over the deck, so that's the 16 by 16 composite porch and deck, that was built, permitted in November of 2016 and CO'd in April of 2018. I'm not seeing any permit history since 2004 for any sheds. So
we don't have... Do we need one?
I thought I did have.
They may be older. They may not be showing here. They may be older than 2004, but I'm not seeing those permits. So that's not to say they don't exist.
I'm pretty sure that we did have. Sorry.
Any other questions? Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Would you like to speak? No? One person? Two people? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application?
Is there anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application? Please dial 5-star.
I
Again, if there's any one on the line who would like to speak in favor of or opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. No other questions? I'll then close the public hearing and entertain a motion. We do need to vote on the one about the pool that is being withdrawn. So we need to do it separately.
Yeah, you could do it one of two ways. One would be to move to deny the variance applications for the pool and the pool walkway, as the applicant has indicated that the variances are not necessary, and she has withdrawn that part of her application. The other would be to move to allow for the withdrawal of that part of the application. Either one would probably suffice.
Do you wish to remove the pool as part of your request?
Sure, I guess I have to.
Then I would move that we accept that withdrawal.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. With a vote of 5-0, the withdrawal is approved. Now we have two other variances, right? Gentlemen? You wish to table the hearing?
You might have a point about putting the pool in the yard.
Do what?
You might have a good point about putting the pool in the yard. I would really appreciate this variance. It really would.
I've closed the public hearing.
Oh, sorry.
You're done talking.
I'm sorry.
I
If there's no motion, then the matter would be denied. So I think we would need to have a motion either to, and practice has been usually to have a motion for or against or to table. So.
Just give us a minute. We're still deciding.
Understood, Mr. Corman.
Madam Chair, I move that we deny case 12486. I believe that the exceptional practical difficulty is being created by the applicant.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I vote no. So with a vote of 3-2, your application is denied.
Can I try again in like 6 months or something?
You can contact the office tomorrow and they'll be able to tell you what you can do.